This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
If you enjoy deep dives into solved and unsolved murder cases, then Murder True Crime Stories is the podcast for you. Find Murder True Crime Stories on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Kenley joins us right now with a dilemma she has about her boss. Kenley, what's going on?
Hi. I sort of have an unusual name. It's
a pretty
like,
name.
Yeah, it's a cool name.
Kenley?
Yeah, it's Kenneth and Leah kind of smashed together. My parents were really super creative.
So oh, like, Kenley. Yeah,
cool.
I do like the name.
Yeah, thanks. I do too. So my dilemma is this. I've been working as an admin assistant for my boss for the last 6 months or so. I really love my job. Everybody's really super cool, but my boss has not gotten my name right since day one. She always calls me Kelly.
Oh, that's so awkward.
But your name is Ken Lee, not Kelly.
Hey, Kelly.
Lee. I know. Every meeting, every memo, it's just like, it's Ken Lee. But she didn't hire me. Somebody else hired me. So I don't know if she like missed the memo on that or whatever, but
yeah,
she did not get it straight from the first.
And nobody's caught this?
Well, my coworkers obviously have caught it because, you know, they're around me, so they know that my name is really Kenley. And so like whenever she calls me Kelly, they just look at me and they just start laughing because it's just like, oh my God.
It's like an inside joke against the boss, and you're like, oh, stop it.
And this is you said you're an executive assistant. So this is this is a big boss.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who you don't want to make feel stupid.
Exactly. And she introduces me to other people as Kelly.
As Kelly.
Oh, no. This has been continuing.
I don't want to make her look bad. You know what I mean? So like.
How long has this been going on?
I feel for you. I feel for you, Kenley.
I know. I feel for me too.
Because no, honestly, and I mean, people that have listened to the show know what I'm going to say next. Radar knows where I'm going. My name's Elizabeth, and I don't go by anything shorter. I never have, and frankly, I never will. Like, I mean, yes, my family calls me Biff, but that's like a family nickname. But I struggle sometimes to correct people because I feel like it makes me look rude, even though I'm being polite. But that's not what I go by.
Like, Kenley, is that what you're kind of feeling?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Exactly. I don't want her to feel bad, but I also want to be called my correct name.
And how long has this been going on?
Like 6 months or so.
Oh, Kenley.
Oh my God.
Yeah. It's long.
It got to the point where you're like, well, I'm just gonna stick with it because now I feel bad.
Eesh.
Trying to correct things.
Yeah.
And then you also feel like you don't like correcting people.
Yeah, I just don't feel like it's my place.
Yeah,
yeah, you know, it literally just happened. It happened to me. I was going into the gym, and there's a guy that works there that takes my card. Every now and then, he'll say, "Hey, what's up, Liz?" And I never want to correct him because there's all these other people around,
exactly.
And I don't want to make him feel bad.
Right.
And like, we have seen him outside of the gym. My husband and him have kind of hung out, so I need to tell my husband. That's what you need to do. You need to have somebody else. I need to have Eric tell this guy.
Oh no!
That the name is wrong, and you need to have someone that you trust at work.
No,
say to the boss like, "Oh, did you just call her Kelly?
No.
Oh, I thought her name was Kenley."
No, don't
and then
do
the,
that.
No, and then the boss will say, "Wait, what? What's the name?"
No, that's
Kenley. Or like, tag the boss in something on LinkedIn.
No,
so
because
she'll see like, "Oh, Kenley tagged me in this on LinkedIn and wrote this post."
Yeah.
Kenley, if you get a coworker to do this, then the boss is going to come up to you and say, "Why didn't you tell me this?"
Probably.
And then it's going to be even uglier. So
that'll probably happen. You're right, Ray.
I don't even know what to tell. What are you looking for from our mixed family?
Just like what I should do, because I don't want her to lose faith, you know?
Yeah.
But I don't want to be called, I don't want to be called Kelly anymore. I'd like to be called by my name.
I think you need to play dumb. That's what you should do. The next time she says Kelly, you could just say, "Oh, Do you, Kenley? And kind of point to yourself, and then she'll have that moment of Kelly. Oh no, no, it's Kenley. Oh, I thought you said Kelly.
This boss.
It's actually
like,
Kenley, and just kind of play dumb, like, oh, you had no idea this whole time she was calling you that.
This executive sounds like maybe she doesn't want to be confronted that way.
It's not the executive's fault. The executive just thinks that's the name. That's what the executive's going to go with.
Kenley. Yeah. Kenley, I tell you what, we're going to have the mixed family give you some advice because maybe other people have been through this. Elizabeth, you go through it.
I know. And Radar, you work with me. Sometimes I battle it. Other times I'm like, it's not even worth it.
So Kenley, what we'll do is we'll let you get back to your work day and then we will take some calls, some text messages, 414-432-1099. Get some advice from other people since your coworkers seem to be having fun with this and they don't want to help you with this. So we'll get some mixed family to help you out. And then once you hear the advice today, you go to work, maybe think about it this weekend, and we'll get you back on the show on Monday morning to find out what you decided to do. Does that sound good?
Sounds good.
All right, Kelly. Sorry, Kenley.
Don't call her. It's Kenley. Radar, you're being sassy.
414-432-1099. Call or text right now for relationship intervention on the mix.
So my dilemma is this. I've been working as an admin assistant for my boss for the last 6 months or so. My boss has not gotten my name right since day one. She always calls me Kelly. I don't want her to feel bad, but I also want to be called my correct name.
There's the issue that Kenley has with her boss. Just doesn't sound like she wants to jump in and say anything to her boss. She kind of feels like it's kind of awkward. I don't know how to go about doing this. Packer fan Tiffany, you're going to be up first. What kind of advice would you give Kenley about her boss calling her Kelly?
I would say maybe have her and the boss go like in the office and be like, you know, I really love working with you. You're an awesome boss, but my name is actually Kenley.
So you would just confront the boss right off the bat, not even say anything, because she's kind of, it sounds like she's a little nervous about approaching the boss. Like it's been going so long. It almost feels to the point that Kenley's saying, I don't know, I probably should have done this a while ago, but I just didn't.
Yeah, but be like, you know, I didn't know how to tell you or correct you because I didn't want you to feel bad.
Okay, one of those deals. Okay.
Right. Yeah, and just be like, you know, I really like working with you and I didn't want to make the working relationship awkward.
All right, we'll see what she decides to do. She's listening to the advice. Maybe she'll do that. Maybe she'll just, you know, take a deep breath and say, look, I don't want to make this awkward. I'm going to do what Packer fan Tiffany told me to do in relationship intervention. We'll find out Monday morning what happens. Thanks for the call.
Yeah.
Hi, it's The Mix. Who's this?
Hi, this is Kaisa.
Kaisa. Okay, now this is something that you can get behind. It's a unique name. Yep. It's a pretty name. But how would you go about having Kenley let the boss know that, hey, this Kelly is not my name. It's Kenley.
Yep. I have people pronounce my name wrong all the time.
Okay.
And so I just kind of sweetly say, hey, it's Kaisa, because I get Kaisa a lot.
Oh, sure.
And so I just say it nicely, and she'll go, oh, really? And I'm like, yep, it's okay. I get it a lot. Just in the future, it's Kaisa. Think of it this way. And it's easier for people to respond to.
Yeah, and it sounds like Kenley is a little nervous, like, hey, I just started, and this has been going on a while. I don't know how to do this. She feels awkward. That's the whole thing. She would love it to just kind of go away and have the boss call her by the right name. It doesn't sound like she wants to be assertive enough to say something to the boss, like, hey, that's not my name. And now that it's been going on for so long, now it feels like, oh, man, I think she's going to be all upset with me. But she's listening, and we really appreciate your advice. Find out Monday morning if she takes your advice. Kaisa, thank you so much for the advice.
No problem. Thank you.
Colleen, what would you say to Kenley, whose boss for like the last 6 months now, it's a new boss, has said Kelly, has called her Kelly, and now she kind of went with it, doesn't know how to get this boss to get it correct?
I would just play dumb like Elizabeth said and be like, is that a new girl that's starting that I didn't know?
That is some good advice right there. Maybe Kenley should do that. So she's listening to the show, Colleen, and we're going to see if she decides to do that come Monday morning. Be listening at 8:20 for that follow-up to relationship intervention.
Yeah, I will.
We also have text messages coming in at 414-432-1099. Keep the text coming. Go ahead. One texter from the 262. How can adults at this professional stage in their life not simply just go up to your boss and correct her? Well, Kenley is, she's a little shy, it sounds like. Another one from the 414. Kenley could have easily said the story of how her name became with between her mom and her dad. And just like she said right away when she began with the story. And now she maybe is just feeling a little awkward about correcting the boss. Somebody else, this is perfect. 414. Have coworkers say your name really loud, but not to her. Just kind of say it out loud so the boss can hear, but not tell the boss. That's a good way to do it, too. Kind of throw it out there in the universe. Maybe you can manifest this, Kenley. We're going to find out what she decides to do because Kenley's going to join us again Monday morning at 8:20. Again, that follow-up to relationship intervention on the mix.